Lesson 5.1. Exercise 3.
Student A. Kon-Tiki. In the middle of the 20th century, the Norwegian explorer and writer Thor Heyerdahl developed a theory. He believed that people from South America travelled to Polynesia 1,500 years ago and settled there. At the time, very few others believed his theory. They thought the journey was too difficult without modern technology. While others were discussing the theory, Heyerdahl decided to test it. Using only materials and technology available to the people of that time, Heyerdahl and his team of five sailors and a parrot built a wooden raft. On the 28th of April 1947, they left from Peru and crossed the Pacific. While they were sailing, huge waves crashed into the raft, and whales and sharks came close. 101 days and 4,300 miles later, they arrived in Polynesia. At the time, no one knew this type of journey was possible. But perhaps the most amazing thing about the journey was that Thor Heyerdahl didn't know how to swim. Heyerdahl later wrote a book about the journey, and in 2012, a Norwegian film called Kon-Tiki came out, based on the trip. Student B. Into the Wild. When Chris McCandless graduated from Emory University, USA, he knew he wanted more from life than a normal career. He gave away his savings, $24,000, to charity, abandoned his car, burned the money in his wallet, and gave himself a new name, Alexander Supertramp. He rejected the modern world and decided to experience life alone and in the wild. With hardly any equipment or technology, McCandless went into the Alaskan wilderness. While he was traveling, he met several people who helped him, giving him rides and food. One man even offered to adopt him as a grandson, but McCandless decided to keep going into the wild. Eventually, he ended up in an abandoned bus, hunting and picking plants for food. While he was living wild, he wrote a diary. It described his day-to-day life and the difficulties and pleasures he had from living in nature. McCandless stayed in the bus for 4 months, and then his diary stopped. Eventually, his body was found by a hunter. Following a book describing his life, a film came out based on his adventures. Student C. Rabbit-Proof Fence. It is Australia in 1931. Three Aborigine girls, Molly, 14, her sister Daisy, 8, and their cousin Gracie, 10, were taken from their home by government officials because of their race. They were sent to live in a camp far from home. Life at the camp was terrible, and they hated it. One night, when it was raining, the girls decided to escape. They knew that the rain would hide their footprints in the mud, so they began their long journey home. In the desert, they had no food and nowhere to sleep. They didn't have a map either, but while they were walking, they saw the rabbit-proof fence, one of the longest fences in the world. It was there to stop rabbits from entering farmland. The girls recognized the fence and walked next to it for 1,200 miles. After 9 weeks, they got home. Many years later, Molly's daughter, Doris Pilkington Garimara, wrote a book about the journey. And in 2002, the story was made into a film, Rabbit Proof Fence.